Our second set of news items begin with a charity 24-hour non-stop radio broadcast. A radio presenter is taking on a 24-hour broadcast challenge to raise money for a good cause. Ruben Convery, a volunteer at Future Radio, will host the non-stop show in support of Future Projects, a Norwich-based charity helping vulnerable people across Norfolk. The broadcast begins at 9 a.m. on Monday, November the 24th, and will run until 9 a.m. the following day, featuring music, interviews, challenges, and special guests. Mr. Convery said, "I wanted to do something that would really make a difference. Future Projects does incredible work supporting people who are struggling, and if staying awake for 24 hours helps raise awareness and funds for that cause, it's absolutely worth it." Listeners will be encouraged to take part in the Donate a Tune scheme, which allows them to request a song in exchange for a donation. Sarah Mayer, community fundraiser at Future Projects, said, "We're so grateful to Ruben and the team at Future Radio for their amazing commitment. This kind of community spirit is what keeps our work going and helps us reach even more people in need."
Norfolk's Crime Commissioner has resigned from Labour with a stinging attack on Keir Starmer amid ongoing speculation about the PM's future. Sarah Taylor warned that other Labour politicians could follow her by stepping down in protest at the performance of the government. Ms. Taylor said, "There's no vision for the Labour Party that's really being explained by the government and Prime Minister." Her departure from the party comes at the end of a dramatic week for the government after Downing Street sources briefed the media that Health Secretary Wes Streeting was preparing a coup against Sir Keir, which would ultimately play out after this month's budget. Mr. Streeting has denied this, and Downing Street has attempted to play down the initial briefings. However, the atmosphere in the government remains febrile, with many Labour figures angry at the performance of the Prime Minister and the direction of his government.
Officials have scrapped changes at a Norfolk Broads beauty spot after the plan stirred controversy and more than 100 objections. The Broads Authority says it has listened carefully to the objections to installing a series of floating pontoons along Higham Sound, which links Hickling Broad with the rest of the waterways. Boaters were furious about the proposal, arguing it would leave many vessels unable to sail up the narrow channel due to the width of the structures. Others complained that the pontoons would only offer half as much space as the existing permanent moorings they are designed to replace, reducing the number of people able to stop at the secluded spots. The plans stirred a fierce backlash from navigation committee members who warned hire boat firms would suffer as a result of the changes. Installing the floating pontoons would save the Broads Authority around £260,000 compared to repairing the permanent quay heading. The structures have previously been supported by Broads Authority members as a cost-effective alternative that will also cope with rising river levels, which is becoming an increasing issue in the Broads.
A city department store has been named among the UK's best for the second year in a row. The annual Drapers Awards were held in London for their 34th year, celebrating the best in retail. Comedian Russell Kane hosted the event and presented the 26 trophies to the worthy winners. One of those was Gerald's, which was named the UK's best independent department store once more. A spokesman for the business said, We are the best independent department store of 2024 and 2025. Thank you all for your good wishes and continued support. While the Gerald's flagship store is in London Street in Norwich, the company has further shops in Cromer and a farm shop and a restaurant in Leatheringsett near Holt. In October, Gun Hill Clothing Company was shortlisted as Menswear Independent of the Year at the annual awards. It was pipped to the post by Stewart's in London. The business launched in 1994 and has three shops spread across Burnham Market and Holt.
Plans have been submitted for upgrade works at a historic site in the Lanes. St Simon and St Jude, a Grade 1 listed church in Elm Hill, could have repair works completed to its west tower, described as partially ruined, by Isle Architects who surveyed the site. Norwich Historic Churches Trust, the applicant, intends to retain maximum original fabric where possible and ensure all interventions are fully reversible where feasible. A hole in the roof of the base of the church tower will be repaired and new black plastic aluminium gutters will be installed. The church dates to the 14th century and is constructed of traditional flint rubble walling with stone and brick dressings. Brick dressings will be replaced and protected using handmade red brick to the original dimensions and bond. Eroded limestone will be replaced with a new type called Ancaster weatherbed, matched to the original. Ivy, woody shrubs and saplings from walls, wall tops and internal faces will be removed as part of the project.